name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 11th of October 2009 and the time is 1:10 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
I'm Tom Bennett, I'm 24 and I'm from Glasgow.
And have you travelled down to London especially for your hour on the plane?
Yes, I have. I've travelled yesterday. Which was very tiring because I don't like trains very much.
And when you arrived at the square and saw someone up on the plinth, was that how you imagined it would be?
Yes, it was actually slightly closer to the ground than I thought it would be, which was worrying for me. But it was about what I imagined it because I've been watching online and I know the layout of the square, so I knew what it was going to be like.
And what have you thought of what you've seen online so far?
Some of it was entertaining, some of it was less entertaining. I feel especially sorry for the people who've put on their 1 hour long plays and then get dumped at 4 a.m. when there's only drunk people about shouting at them. But yeah, it's been very entertaining. I'm unemployed at the moment, so it's good just to have on as you're sitting around filling out job applications, and it's a nice background sort of thing to have and watch.
And how does it feel now that you're here? How are you feeling about going up?
I can't tell if I'm nervous or just impatient. Sort of could be either, but it's quite nervous. There's not as many people as I thought there would be, so that's helpful. But then they are much closer than I thought they would be, so you know, maybe they might throw things at me if I'm not entertaining enough. But no, I feel quite good about it.
And what about the time slot that you were given? Are you happy with it, or would you prefer a different time?
Well, considering I not really have anything planned, it might be a bit rude of me to take a prime time Sunday afternoon slot. So, but no, I feel good about it. It's a nice time. Should be some interesting people come past. Maybe I can get a chat with them.
So, when you first heard about the project, what appealed to you about it and made you want to take part?
I'm not sure. It was just an interesting thing to do. Just can't remember anything like that. And I've been a fan of Anthony Gormley's work beforehand. Because I've been down to that beach near Liverpool with another place, that one is it, and then a couple of years ago when he had the what looked like suicide men on top of all the buildings around London, and the Angel of the North, obviously, because I've got family in all these different areas, so it's basically seems to follow me around putting up statues, so that's what appealed to me mostly.
And when you first heard that you had a spot on the plinth, what was your reaction?
Well, I was kind of drunk at the time. It was about 5 a.m. I had this automated email or something saying I'd won the lottery. I was like, won the lottery for the place, and I was like, well, that's very confusing. I'll sleep on it before I reply. And then but no, I was quite happy and I was excited about it, and then it dawned on me I don't know what to do. So generally I scrabbled around, collated with friends, see if I had any ideas, and it turned out you're not allowed to do most of them. I was going to make a big bonfire or see how drunk I could get in an hour. I don't drink that much, actually. I need to make that clear. I've mentioned drinking like twice. But then I got quite nervous, and the nerves have stayed pretty constant since.
Have you known for a while that you've got a spot? Has it taken a lot of thought?
Well, I am unemployed, so I don't have much to think about. So yeah, it has taken up quite a lot of my thought. And eventually I came up with nothing, which probably shows my level of creativity. So I'm just going to go up there, read a book, chat with people, and I'll probably get about 100 text messages from my friends telling me to take my clothes off.
And would you like people in the square to interact with you in any
way? That would be nice, but you know, I don't think I can get into a deep, long, involved conversation, especially since I've got quite a good book, and you know, it's kind of hard to follow and it's quite long, so as long as they're respectful. No, it would be very nice to chat to people in the square, Londoners, tourists, people who come along to see this.
And what is it that you're reading up there?
I'm reading Homicide by David Simon. It's a book where he followed Baltimore murder detectives around for a year, and it's real crime, real true story, but it's brilliantly written because he's a journalist, and it's the book which they eventually turned into The Wire, the TV series.
And in coming to decide what you were going to do, or however you want to look at it, did you feel
First, I thought I might want to entertain people, but I'm not a natural entertainer, as it's some quite nervy in front of people, so perhaps this wasn't a great idea. But and then I thought maybe I could just annoy them. But I couldn't think of any valid reasons for annoying people just on a day out in Trafalgar Square. So I thought, well, you know, how often do you get to just sit down in one of the busiest parts of the busiest city in the world and just read a book in public? In fact, that's what I put on the website. I hope I have a nice, relaxing time in front of thousands of people.
And what has been your view of the project in terms of what is that hour about for each individual? How have you understood?
I think it's quite a personal thing. Certain people go up there because they've written a play, they want to perform, or they want to read their poetry, and that's fine. You know, it's not like they're shilling their work. You know, you've been given an opportunity. Other people just, like me, sat up there and had fun up there on their own, or interacted with the crowd. It's all very personal. So I would hate to say there was one reason or an overarching reason for everyone to be up on the plinth, but everybody seems to enjoy it when they're up there. So it's all personal, as long as you're doing something which entertains and amuses yourself.
And what is it that you think you would like to gain from the whole experience and your hour on the plinth?
Well, I am unemployed, so if somebody's walking past with a job, then they could easily offer that to me. But just some fun, really, just to do something which only 2,400 people are getting the opportunity to do. So if I turned it down, there'd be a madman. You know, I think there's probably more lottery winners than that at the moment. So, well, maybe not, but, you know, so it's an opportunity you've been given, so you've got to take these opportunities.
And how would you, or can you put into words what that opportunity means to you to be one of 2,400 people doing this?
No, because I still haven't worked out why I'm doing it. I would say I hope it dawns on me when I'm up there, or I'll just come off very confused.
Do you have any expectations about what it will
be like? No expectations. Paranoias, but no expectations. I imagine it's as much as nervous as I feel, it can't be as bad as the worst thing I can come up with in my head. It's probably not even as bad as the average thing I'm coming up in my head. You know, if I am just sat there reading a book, I'm sure people won't shout at me, "Don't read your book." But no, I don't have any expectations, really.
And what about hopes or fears about how it will go? What are you?
Well, I hope it doesn't rain, because I've only got this lightweight hoodie. And I hope I don't fall off. But hopes. I hope people can see that I'm just taking time to be relaxed and be inspired by that, to, you know, sit down, have a nice relaxing sit somewhere of their own with thousands of people watching them.
And what is the impact that you would like to have on the people that are watching?
I'm not sure. Whatever they want to take away from it, I'll be happy. If they want to take away, you know, "That guy was rubbish," fine. If they were like, "That guy was good," you know, fine. If they were like, "I don't know what's going on here," that's also fine. You know, their own personal interpretations, whatever they take away, I'm happy with.
You've mentioned that you're unemployed at the moment. Mm-hmm. You spoke to me before the interview about some of what you studied. Would you mind telling me a bit about what you've been doing or what you've done before?
I studied journalism and managed to finish my course. And then after I graduated this summer, there is no graduate job market at all, let alone for journalism, which is a very industry in dire straits at the moment. So, and being unemployed is very soul crushingly destroying. So if you want to be a journalist, you have to be writing all the time. But when you're doing nothing all day, you've got nothing to write about. So I'm hoping that being up on the plinth will inspire me in some way. I was going to take my laptop up there, but then I thought, no, it might rain. But yes, I studied journalism and I would still like to work in journalism, but it's very tough at the moment.
And what is it about journalism that got you into it in the first place?
Similar to being off on the plinth, it's discovering new things, and I kind of like the idea of writing about different things, and you become a temporary expert on a war in Nicaragua, or, you know, Jordan's breakdown in marriage with Peter Andre. You know, you suddenly become an expert and you are the authoritative voice, even though you don't really know what you're talking about. So you have to research it, you have to discover new things, and you learn yourself. Continual, like, learning for yourself is something that's very interesting to me. And then being able to put that forward creatively, it's very interesting.
And I was going to ask if there was a specific area you'd want to work in, what you like that kind of
I kind of like broad spectrum writing about anything. It was one of the best bits of doing a journalism course is you do get asked to do so many different things, you know, write about finance one day, write about trains the next, and it was all very interesting, very, very stressful, but it was exceedingly interesting.
And is it something that you'd always been interested in? Did you always know you wanted to go and study that eventually?
No, I kind of got lost along the way. When I was in primary school, me and some friends started a school newspaper, which wasn't very good, but we did. And then through secondary school, I got somewhere sidetracked and I started studying computing at university. And after 3 years of study, 2.5 really, it dawned on me that I have absolutely no interest in writing computer programs or dealing with logarithmic algorithms all day. And I was just going through the motions. So I left and then spent a year doing nothing, just sort of living off savings and doing nothing. And that's when I was sort of like, oh, I'll try journalism. I've always enjoyed writing. I've always enjoyed learning. So that's why I went into that.
And is writing something you'd had done before up to that point?
Yeah, I've always written for myself, mostly to myself. not letters to myself, but you know, you write your own little short stories, write your own little rants occasionally, news articles to yourself. And nowadays, you know, people publish them on blogs, but I find that self-indulgent sometimes. So I do that. Yeah, writing's basically my hobby. I write about everything. Usually I've got a pen and paper on me all the time.
Do you think you might do any writing up on the plinth?
No, I think it's just reading today, you know. I'm pretty tired, I might just sleep up on the plinth, who knows.
And what is it that you enjoy about journalism and writing?
Being able to use your creativity, and probably, in a way, just proving how much smarter I am than everyone else. Because I know that sounds arrogant, but I'm sure, I believe that everyone believes they're the most intelligent person in the world. Because otherwise you'd go mad. You'd just lose it, because there's no way it's anybody more smart than you, because you're completely correct in everything you do. That's what most people's psyches are like, and I think most journalists are probably like that. They want to prove that they're much smarter than everyone else, and arrogantly, I think so.
And so it is something you would hope to get back into?
It is something I would hope to get back into eventually, but unfortunately the people owning the news organisations these days haven't quite come to terms with the internet, so they're losing money, and also I need to get more, you know, experience and education myself, I believe. So it's something I'm gonna get back to, hopefully. But you know, it's gonna be a lot of hard work, and it may take quite a while. But these are long-term goals, you know. It's not an hour up on the plinth; it's a 10-year process.
And so how are you spending your time at the moment? What are your interests?
Well, being unemployed, most of my interests revolve around my sofa. I spend quite a lot of time just applying for jobs, but other than that, I run regularly. I also play football once a week. It's not particularly interesting stuff. I'm playing video games. Yeah, I'm not a terribly interesting person when I'm unemployed. I do, other than the writing and photography. I'm a big fan of taking photography or taking photographs, which I might be doing up on the plinth, I haven't decided. I try and find ways to entertain myself throughout the day. Reading news, I'm a massive news junkie. Go to Guardian, Telegraph, Times website 6 times a day each, and then be constant BBC News just on, and Sky News as well, because Sky Arts are sponsoring this. So yeah, it's constantly that. I'm playing with little gadgets, and yeah, sort of mainly sort of the nerdy, manly sort of things most people do. Easy answer is friends and my family. I do enjoy them a bit. But, you know, the important things in my life is staying sane, really. The unemployment can be soul-crushingly boring and depressing. So I think what's important to me now is the concept of try not to worry about it. You know, most things are actually beyond your control, and you can do the best you can, but sometimes it's not going to work out. So staying positive.
And what have your friends and family's reactions been to you getting this spot on the plinth?
Mostly they've told me to take my clothes off a lot, or given me really silly ideas to do up on the plinth, including building bonfires and getting drunk, or a friend of mine wanted me to sell drugs up on the plinth. I was like, no, I don't think so. But mostly they've been supportive. They said they're going to watch on the internet. My friend gave me his band's t-shirt to wear on the plinth, even though it doesn't even really say the name of his band, and the MySpace page is far too small to read. So, you know, but, you know, if it makes him happy, they've all been very supportive and kind of curious as well. Like, what's it about? What are you going to do? And I'm like, I don't know.
Have you ever taken part in arts projects before?
When I was a child, I believe I took part in mass art projects, but I can't really remember clearly. I don't believe so, but then I might have done, because sometimes you're in an art project and you don't realise it. But no, I'm a big fan of the arts. I go to, there's quite a few galleries in Glasgow which I go to regularly because they're free and I'm unemployed, so you got to do something. I've never taken part in anything like this.
And how would you describe your experience of this project so far?
Constantly reminded not to take naked flames up. That's the one thing I remember, just constantly, just don't take up a naked flame. For a smoker like me, that's quite bad. No, it's been very, very interesting. You know, I had the welcome pack and constant phone calls, well, not constant, a few phone calls, and then talk through the same things again. Yeah, but it seems to be very well organised and well run, which is not what I expected. You know, it's an arts project, it should be all shabby, run by stoned art students falling out the porter cabin or something, but it seems to be very well run. It's been interesting so far, and I like the fact everybody's tried to calm me down since I got here, and now I feel a bit better.
And thinking back to your profile on the website, you asked there to put three words that describe you. Do you remember what you put and why?
I put, I'm very sorry. And I think I put that because, I don't know, I don't want to upset anyone.
And then is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about before we finish the interview that we might not ask you?
No, I think I've talked through pretty much my entire life story at the moment. So, it was my dad's birthday yesterday, so I might try and get the crowd to sing happy birthday to him.
Sounds good. Well, have a great time.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.